Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
The Christmas season is upon us, and Limitless Broadcasting Network knows you will be searching for gifts for family, friends, and loved ones. While you're on the hunt for the perfect presents, don't forget to visit our online store at LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com. We offer horror merchandise like shirts and tumblers that the whole family will enjoy. Plus, when you shop with us, you are supporting a growing media network. So, be sure to head over to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for all your holiday needs.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
Hey guys, it's Ashley and Sammy from the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
If you love Disney, you should come join the fun on our weekly show.
Our podcast is family-friendly and talking about all things Disney. Whether you go to the parks or just love binging Disney+, we are the podcast for you. So grab your Pixie Dust, think happy thoughts, and join us on your favorite podcasting platform.
Check out LimitlessBroadcasting.com and aim for the second star on the right and straight on till you land on the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
A dark cloud hanging over Hollywood as writers and actors are simultaneously on strike for the first time since 1960.
Is Hollywood still the place where movie magic happens?
The magic of Hollywood, I think, is one movie, one weekend can change the entire outlook of the entire industry.
Los Angeles is waking up to the fact that it is no longer always the destination of choice for TV and film production. 2024 was the worst year for on-location filming in the city since they started tracking data 30 years ago.
Are you fascinated by Hollywood? Curious about the money and business deals that power the media industry? Welcome to Hollywood Hustle, the podcast that dissects trends and deals, tracing the financial flows that keep the entertainment world thriving today. This is an information and news and business podcast, so if you're intrigued by Hollywood and want to uncover who truly runs the town, make sure to tune in to Hollywood Hustle.
Welcome to the pilot episode of Hollywood Hustle. I'm your host, Albert Parker. We launched this podcast to dive into the business deals that drive Hollywood and the media industry. In our inaugural episode, we'll be exploring the rising trend of microdramas and why Hollywood is embracing them. This podcast is part of LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com and operates on a subscription model. If you'd like early access to ad-free episodes, make sure to subscribe now.
Are you intrigued by conspiracy theories and the strange, dark, and mysterious? If so, we invite you to subscribe to our new podcast, The Truth Behind the Lies, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
The Micro Revolution. How legacy Hollywood studios are betting big on 60-second dramas. In a world where attention spans are shrinking and mobile consumption is king, Hollywood's power players are making an unexpected pivot. The industry that built its reputation on sweeping cinematic epics and hour-long prestige dramas is now placing substantial bets on stories that unfold in mere minutes, sometimes seconds. Welcome to the micro-drama revolution. The new frontier. What are micro-dramas? If you've been scrolling through TikTok or Instagram lately, chances are you've encountered titles like His Nerd or Summer Honeymoon with My Secret Billionaire. Bite-sized dramatic episodes with punchy hooks and dramatic cliffhangers. These aren't just random viral clips. They represent the fastest-growing entertainment format in the global market. Microdramas, or du and ju as they originated in China, are exactly what they sound like. Short-form dramas designed specifically for mobile consumption. Each episode typically runs between 60 to 180 seconds, is shot vertically to fit a phone screen, and is meticulously crafted around a dramatic hook and cliffhanger. Popular platforms including RealShort, DramaBox, and CandyJar TV have turned this format into a multi-billion dollar industry that's now catching the serious attention of traditional Hollywood studios. While they might seem like a sudden phenomenon to Western audiences, microdramas trace their roots back to China around 2020, when streaming platforms and short-form video apps discovered viewers craved quick, bingeable stories consumable on the go. The format proved so successful that China's microdrama market reached nearly $7 billion in 2024, even surpassing their national film box office revenue. From there, the model spread globally. Companies like RealShort and DramaBox tailored storylines for Western audiences while preserving the addictive formula. Quick setups, passionate romances, and cliffhangers designed to keep viewers swiping through dozens of episodes in a single session. Why legacy studios are diving in? For traditional Hollywood executives, the microdrama trend initially raised skepticism. At their worst, these productions can be cheesy, broadly acted, and reliant on familiar tropes like billionaire romances or supernatural twists. They're also primarily non-union productions. The format even evoked memories of Quibi, the ill-fated, high-budget vertical content platform from Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman that famously collapsed. But the numbers have become impossible to ignore. According to industry reports, the global microdrama market is projected to reach between $11 to $15 billion by the end of 2025, nearly double the size of FAST, free ad-supported television channels. In the first quarter of 2025 alone, microdrama platforms generated approximately $700 million in revenue, representing 400% growth year over year. This explosive growth explains why legacy Hollywood players are now scrambling to stake their claim in this digital gold rush. Here are the key factors driving their interest. 1. Economic viability in a struggling industry. Hollywood has been struggling to recover from the 2022 market correction and the 2023 twin labor strikes. Traditional TV viewership continues to decline. Streaming platforms are facing subscriber plateaus, and production costs for conventional content remain sky high. Rafael Urbina, Televisa Univision's head of streaming and digital, recently highlighted the industry's need for growth opportunities in a shrinking TV economy. He described the anticipated need for a massive volume of content to fill microdrama slates and satisfy audience demand. 2. Cost-effective production model. Perhaps most appealing to studios is the remarkable cost efficiency of microdramas. While a traditional TV episode can cost millions to produce, a complete microdrama series, often comprising 80-plus episodes of 1 to 3 minutes each, typically costs between $100,000 and $300,000 total. This dramatically lower production budget allows studios to experiment more freely, test concepts with real audiences, and pivot quickly based on performance data. A stark contrast to the years-long development cycles of conventional television. 3. Tapping into younger demographics. Many in Gen Z would rather watch content from YouTube creators than traditional TV. Microdramas provide legacy studios a bridge to younger audiences who prefer consuming entertainment on mobile devices in shorter chunks. 4. Data-driven creative decisions. Microdrama platforms can adjust storylines based on audience data in real time, a flexibility traditional networks can't match. This immediate feedback loop allows creators to optimize narratives for maximum engagement, something particularly attractive to data-conscious studio executives. The business model: how microdramas make money. The monetization strategy behind microdramas is deceptively simple yet remarkably effective. Most platforms operate on a freemium model that combines multiple revenue streams. 1. The hook and pay approach. The most common approach offers the first few episodes free, then requires viewers to pay with in-app currency, coins, or a subscription to continue watching. According to Business Insider, approximately 75% of revenue from U.S. microdrama apps now comes from these viewer payments. 2. Subscription tiers. Many platforms offer weekly or monthly subscriptions that provide unlimited access to content. Dramabox, for instance, charges $20 per week for full access, contributing to average revenue per user, RPU, figures that can reach $80 per month, significantly higher than traditional streaming services. 3. Advertising integration. While viewer payments constitute the majority of revenue, advertising still plays a significant role. Platforms are also developing new revenue streams through product placement opportunities. 4. Production efficiency at scale. The economics work because of the production model. Small crews, simple sets, and rapid shooting schedules, typically 7 to 10 days, allow creators to produce high volumes of content at a fraction of traditional costs. Some studios are now incorporating AI to further streamline pre-production and editing processes, potentially reducing costs by up to 60%. The combination of these revenue streams has created a thriving ecosystem where content is both inexpensive to produce and highly profitable when successful. According to Sensor Tower data, leading platforms like RealShort and Dramabox are each generating approximately $40 to $50 million monthly through this model. Who's making the biggest moves? The entry of established media companies has accelerated the legitimization of microdramas as a permanent fixture in the entertainment landscape. Here are some of the most significant developments. Disney Accelerator Partnership. In a major endorsement of the format's future, Disney selected Dramabox for its 2025 Accelerator program, joining previous participants like voice cloning startup 11 Labs and Epic Games. This partnership aims to develop family-friendly and animated microdramas that align with Disney's brand values while tapping into new audience segments. Televisa Univision's all-in strategy. Spanish-language media giant Televisa Univision has made one of the most aggressive moves into the space, developing a comprehensive strategy to create microdrama content specifically for Hispanic audiences. The company is building a dedicated talent pipeline to meet surging demand for Spanish-language vertical content. Hollywood veterans launch new venture. Industry heavyweights Lloyd Braun, Jana Winograd, and Susan Rovner have established a new venture focused exclusively on premium microdramas. Their involvement signals a belief that the format can evolve beyond its current tropes into more sophisticated storytelling that bridges the gap between traditional quality and modern consumption habits. Studio partnerships with existing platforms. Rather than building their own platforms from scratch, some studios are opting to partner with established players like RealShort and Dramabox. These collaborations leverage the studio's storytelling expertise and intellectual property while utilizing the platform's technical infrastructure and existing audience base. The impact on Hollywood's ecosystem. The rise of microdramas isn't merely adding another content format to the mix, it's fundamentally reshaping aspects of the entertainment industry. Here's how this shift is affecting Hollywood's traditional ecosystem.
Do you love podcasts and classic television? Do you want to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast and rant radio, completely ad-free? At Limitless Broadcasting Network, we bring you all your favorites like The Carol Burnett Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I Love Lucy without any interruptions. For just $7 a month and $80 a year, you can unlock over 90 hours of quality television and podcast programming. Don't miss out. Subscribe today at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, where endless entertainment awaits.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
Listen, you're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Hey, I'm Robert with Limitless Broadcasting Network, and you might know me from shows like You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain, and more. I'm here to talk to you about my new show, premiering exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. It's called
Robbie Reviews.
It's a new movie review podcast show that lets you know exactly what movies you should see this summer and which movies you should stay away from this summer. So if you are into movies just like I am, you're gonna love this podcast.
This ship cannot be crewed by two men. You'll never make it out of the bay.
Son, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy?
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
It's a smile on that face.
Why so not gonna serious? Kill me. You know why I can't kill this son? You know why I can't even put a bullet in Sean's head? Because Sean was disloyal. If you were anybody else, Tariq, you'd already be dead. The moment you let Tommy in the penthouse to kill me was the moment you were no longer my son, and now you're my enemy.
It's going to exclusively premiere on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of keeping your frustrations bottled up? It's time to let it out on Rant Radio. Whether it's the unpredictable weather, annoying coworkers, or that friend who never listens, we want to hear your best rants. Call us now at 844-857-7268. Join the conversation and share your thoughts with fellow rant enthusiasts. And guess what? The best rant wins a whopping $2,000 from Limitless Broadcasting Network. So what are you waiting for? Grab your phone, dial 844-857-7268 and start ranting. Rant Radio, where your voice matters. Happy ranting.
Talent pipeline transformation. As demand for microdrama content surges, a new career path is emerging for writers, directors, actors, and crew members. These productions offer steady work for talent between larger projects, creating what some industry insiders describe as a middle class for creative professionals, something that has been increasingly rare in Hollywood's feast or famine environment. The format is also proving valuable as a proving ground for emerging talent. Writers and directors can demonstrate their abilities on smaller-scale projects before tackling bigger-budget productions. For actors, microdramas offer exposure to potentially massive audiences. Some performers have built substantial followings through their work on these platforms. Production geography shifting back to California. One surprising benefit for Hollywood's local economy, unlike many traditional productions that flee to tax-incentive states or countries, microdramas frequently film in California. The quick production schedules and lower budgets make the economics work without needing to chase tax breaks, potentially bringing jobs back to Hollywood's home base. Guild and union challenges. The current microdrama boom exists largely outside the traditional union structure that governs Hollywood productions. As legacy studios enter the space, this raises questions about how SAG-AFTRA, the WGA, DGA, and other guilds will adapt to protect members working in this new format. Some industry observers believe the entrance of established studios might actually accelerate unionization of the microdrama space, potentially increasing production costs, but also improving working conditions and creative compensation. Storytelling evolution. The micro format demands a different approach to narrative structure. Writers must deliver immediate emotional impact, establish characters quickly, and create compelling cliffhangers within extremely tight timeframes. This has led to a new storytelling language that emphasizes brevity and emotional intensity over nuance and subtlety. As more experienced creators enter the space, we're likely to see an evolution in the sophistication of microdrama storytelling. The current reliance on familiar tropes, billionaires, werewolves, forbidden romances, may give way to more diverse genres and narrative approaches. Content diversification. While romance and melodrama currently dominate the microdrama landscape, studios are already exploring other genres. Susan Rovner's new venture is reportedly developing thriller and mystery concepts for the format, while DramaBox has announced plans for family-friendly content and animated series. This genre expansion could help microdramas reach beyond their current core demographic, predominantly female viewers between 30 and 60, to capture broader audience segments. Environmental impacts. A greener production model. One often overlooked aspect of the microdrama revolution is its potential environmental impact on an industry that has traditionally been resource-intensive. Film and television production typically involves large crews, extensive equipment, transportation logistics, and significant waste generation. The microdrama model offers several sustainability advantages. Smaller footprint productions. Microdramas are typically filmed with crews of 15 to 20 people, compared to 100 plus for traditional productions, use minimal equipment, and operate in confined spaces with limited set construction. This dramatically reduces the carbon footprint of each production day. Reduced transportation emissions. With most microdramas filming in urban centers where talent and crew already live and utilizing simple locations, the transportation emissions associated with production are substantially lower than traditional film and TV shoots that might involve multiple location moves or distant filming sites. Digital-first distribution. The exclusively digital distribution model eliminates the need for physical media, shipping, and the associated packaging waste that comes with traditional distribution methods. Efficiency in resource utilization. The compressed shooting schedules, 7 to 10 days versus months for traditional series, mean less time running energy-intensive equipment, lighting, and climate control in production spaces. However, the environmental equation isn't entirely positive. The sheer volume of content being produced could offset efficiency gains on a per-production basis. Additionally, the energy consumption associated with streaming and data centers supporting these platforms remains a significant environmental consideration. As the format matures, sustainability-minded studios have an opportunity to establish best practices that maximize the inherent efficiency advantages while mitigating the potential drawbacks of mass content production. Challenges and limitations. Despite the growing enthusiasm, microdramas face several significant challenges that could impact their long-term viability in the Western market. Quality versus quantity tension. The current microdrama model prioritizes rapid production and volume over craftsmanship and originality. This approach has worked so far, but questions remain about whether audiences will eventually demand higher production values and more sophisticated narratives. Potential for market saturation. The explosive growth has led to a flood of similar content across competing platforms. This raises concerns about oversaturation and audience fatigue, particularly if the storytelling doesn't evolve beyond reliance on familiar tropes. Regulatory scrutiny. In China, authorities have already begun criticizing some microdramas as lowbrow or vulgar. Western markets might eventually face similar scrutiny, particularly around content targeting younger viewers. Integration with existing studio infrastructure. Legacy Hollywood studios operate within complex systems of development, production, and distribution. Integrating the nimble, data-driven microdrama approach into these established structures presents significant organizational challenges. The future landscape. Coexistence, not replacement. Industry experts don't expect microdramas to replace traditional film and television. Rather, most envision a future where these formats coexist to serve different viewing contexts and audience needs. We want to empower more Hollywood filmmakers from traditional media to participate in this new format and build the visual storytelling language in this new format as well, said Shikong Zhu, Dramabox's Los Angeles-based head of studio. We truly believe that the two forms of entertainment will coexist in the future under different user scenarios and situations. There will also be living room, TV entertainment, but there'll also be shorter form formats for viewing on mobile. This perspective highlights the complementary nature of microdramas. They fulfill a specific consumption niche rather than competing directly with premium long-form content. The key for legacy studios will be finding the right balance between traditional strengths and new format opportunities. What's next for the microdrama revolution? As we look ahead, several emerging trends suggest where the microdrama format might evolve next. Interactive storytelling integration. Many platforms are already experimenting with choose-your-own-adventure mechanics that allow viewers to influence narrative direction. This interactive element could become a major differentiator for microdramas compared to passive traditional content. AR/VR expansion. As augmented and virtual reality technologies mature, microdramas are well positioned to pioneer new immersive storytelling approaches optimized for these platforms. Mainstream IP adaptations. While current microdramas rely largely on original content, we may soon see adaptations of recognizable intellectual property from major studios' existing catalogs, providing familiar entry points for new audiences. Cross-platform universe building. Forward-thinking studios are likely to develop strategies that connect microdrama narratives with their traditional film and TV properties, creating transmedia universes where stories unfold across multiple formats. Global expansion beyond China and US. While China dominates the global market, accounting for 83% of revenue, and the US leads international growth, emerging markets including Japan, South Korea, the UK, Thailand, and India are showing significant potential for microdrama adoption. A permanent addition to the entertainment ecosystem. What began as a niche format has rapidly evolved into a significant industry force that traditional studios can no longer afford to ignore. The microdrama revolution represents more than just another content trend. It signifies a fundamental shift in how stories can be told, monetized, and consumed in the digital age. For legacy Hollywood studios, microdramas offer a rare opportunity in a challenging market. A growing audience segment, cost-effective production models, and innovative revenue streams. While questions remain about long-term sustainability and quality evolution, the format has already proven its ability to capture viewer attention and generate substantial returns. As veteran Hollywood executive Lloyd Brown recently observed, "This isn't just about short attention spans. It's about recognizing that different contexts call for different storytelling approaches. Sometimes viewers want a 3-hour epic, and sometimes they want an emotional story they can experience in 5 minutes while waiting for their coffee." The studios that successfully navigate this new landscape won't be those that simply replicate existing microdrama formulas, but those that bring Hollywood's storytelling expertise to the format while embracing its unique creative and business possibilities. In doing so, they may just find the growth engine that Hollywood has been desperately seeking.
Thank you for listening to Hollywood Hustle. The story research was carried out by the Limitless newsletter, and they also wrote the story. Episodes are edited by Robert Brooksby, with Albert Parker serving as the host. This podcast is produced by 1950 Studios and distributed through the Limitless Broadcasting Network. To get early access to this episode and enjoy it without ads, please subscribe to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
In Healing From Within, Be Still and Know, the fourth and final edition, Dr. Robert C. Brooksby describes how we can reclaim and maintain our health when traditional medicine has failed us. Liberally peppered with case histories, Dr. Brooksby teaches us about our nature and how it's possible to work within our intrinsic energies to help us heal. Christ taught his disciples how to heal. We were supposed to have that knowledge, knowledge that has been lost to Western cultures. It was not supposed to be a secret. You can find a link to this book on our website at limitlessbroadcasting.com. You can also find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you do your book shopping.